This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Good nutrition enables learning. So malnutrition destroys a child's ability to develop in terms of cognitively. It destroys their ability to actually fight disease and destroys their immune system. But also, as I think you've mentioned earlier, it destroys not just the muscle structure of the child so that they are not able to develop physically, but also their economic opportunities and what they are able to do in the long term. And that, when that happens in the first 5 years of life, it becomes irreversible and it impairs their development and their capacity to learn for the rest of their lives.
Now, Sihle, when you speak of economic opportunities, what exactly do you mean?
Well, we need to understand that really the ability to work and the ability to access work opportunities and the ability to start businesses, all of those things, really they... the foundation starts right when one is a child at early childhood development. So when the person has not had the opportunity to have good nutrition, to think properly, for them to be creative, for them to be able to read, for them to be able to understand and to interpret information, that means that through their whole schooling life, you know, they will be behind and they're going to struggle. For example, in South Africa, we have a dropout rate of 50%. So 50% of those who start in grade one actually get to graduate at the end of high school. That means that many of those simply struggle through and they drop out. And we know that without education and without a matric certificate and a university qualification, one is not able to work and to contribute to society. And so we have many that are unemployed and unemployable and cut off from contributing to the economy.
Now, tell us about your organization, that's For Africa's work in improving the nutritional status of African children. How big is your reach?
For Africa is serving 6 countries in the African continent, and we serve about 1.4 million children each day, and that's just children. Overall, last year we were able to serve 2.9 million people in the African continent. And nutrition is especially important, especially even in South Africa, where we partner with ECDs, with 3,000 ECDs in all 9 provinces of South Africa to ensure that the children have got good nutrition. But then also these ECDs are excellent places for learning so that these little ones have a chance in life, in school, but also in work. And so that is the length and the breadth. So For Africa really is in the space of making sure that we develop people who are going to start businesses, people who are going to work, but all of that starts in the foundation phase. And so if we get the foundation phase right, then we will be able to get populations that are productive and populations that are creative and they have the ability to learn.
Now, what's your key message in commemoration of International Literacy Day?
I think the one thing that I would like to share is that literacy is really a human right, and literacy is the foundation of all learning. You know, if one cannot read, if one cannot comprehend how information is shared in the world in the modern world that we live in, then they are left out. However, it must start at foundation phase. And so we need to be investing more in ECDs. We need to be investing more in ensuring that these are excellent places for learning, that they provide the right stimulation. So learning must start in the first 5 years of of life, and that is where we must invest the most.
And just to ECDs, yes, we need to focus on those, but also parents need to play a role, don't you think?
No, that's very important, that it does begin at home, and the challenges that we have often in the African continent is that many of the parents themselves, have not had an opportunity to be stimulated. They may not even have books around in the house. And so I think it's very important that, and so at 4Africa, we are not only trying to equip ECDs, but also to talk to parents, talk to families about how they can read with children and how they can stimulate them, firstly in the first 1,000 days of life and also in the first 5 years of life, so that they have a chance to succeed at school.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.